Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masech Tu Bava Basra, second chapter, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel, the 13th Mishnah. Ilan shehu notel estei chaveiro. If a tree's branches extend over into a person's yard, his neighbor's yard, kotzeitz melo harmardea al gabe hamacharesha. The neighbor is allowed to trim the tree limbs, tree branches, enough so that the person who's driving the plow is able to take the ox through and stand on top of it. However, with a sycamore tree and with a carob tree, as we established before, the roots go in farther, therefore they have a different set of halachos. He's able to cut them down along the actual plumb line, or which is the border, the actual border between the between his neighbor. Besa shalachin, an irrigated field. Kola ilan keneged hamashkolas. All trees in an irrigated field, again along the border line between the two pieces of property. Because that's the case, a besa shalachin, which is an irrigated field, is a field where you need to regularly water it, and if there's tree branches going over it, it's blocking the dew from falling into the actual field, and that is damaging. So you're actually allowed to cut across to the border line in order to prevent that, and to allow for the sunlight to come in, and to allow for the dew to get down. And days where it rains, to allow the rain to reach the ground as well. Avshal Omer, kol ilan srak keneged hamashkolas. Any non-fruit bearing tree you could trim along the plumb line, because he holds that if the tree isn't going to produce a yield, there's no value to the owner, and cutting it down would be appropriate. The only reason that we're able to learn from Abishal that you wouldn't necessarily cut it completely down, you would only cut it to on top of somebody operating the plow can walk through, is because there's a value. All the fruits that are grown there are valuable to the owner, and as long as he's not getting in the way of the production of your field, at which point that when the plow driver can't get through, he is, then let him be, let him leave it there. So, but in Ilan Srak, you don't have that. So even in a non-irrigated field, where you wouldn't need the dew and you wouldn't need the sunlight or the rain, nonetheless, still, you have a border, and that's what borders are for. Therefore, you cut it down to the border. Mashkolas. Vishnu Yadalan, Ilan Shehu Notel Rishisarabim, a tree that is planted and extends over to into Rishisarabim, Kotseitz Kadeshia Gamal over Rochvo. Here it's a little bit different. You do trim it. You don't trim it for an ox and the plow. You trim it for a camel and the person riding on top of it. Yehuda Omer, Gamal Tan Pishtan Ochavile Zemuras. He extends it a little bit farther, not just a camel with somebody on it, but a camel that carries packages of flax or branches on top of it, because it's a public thoroughfare. It can't impede the way the public is going. However, once it's not impeding, if his tree is growing out, like we discussed before, then why not let the guy profit off of it? However, at the moment it's going to prevent the people from using the road as is intended for it. At that point, it's able to be cut down. Rishimon says, "Call it ilan keneged hamashkolas me'at tumah." No, you cut down Rishisarabim because of tumah issues. You have to cut everything down according to the border. And I guess the reason being is that in theory, if there was a body under the branches in the person's private property, for whatever reason, then anybody who would walk under the branches of the tree that extended in the Rishisarabim would be rendered tumah. That was a big problem with regards to Beis Hamikdash, with regards to bringing sacrifices, eating different trumos and maasers, etc. So, as a result of that, he decides that he issued the halacha that you cannot have it there, any tree overhanging at all.